Headed to the Middle East, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden has left Washington on his latest diplomatic mission.
President Biden's first trip to the Middle East since taking office has been panned even before it begins as likely to deliver few returns. No major strategic deals are in the works, be it a promise from Riyadh to produce more oil or normalize relations with Israel. And the White House is apparently so leery of an awkward photo showing the president shaking hands with the man U.S. intelligence blames for the murder of a U.S. journalist. He's abstaining from handshakes for the duration of his time abroad, citing coronavirus. But the widow of the dissident killed, Jamal Khashoggi, is holding out hope Biden will use the moment to negotiate the release of political prisoners.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports Air Force One is due in Israel about 8 hours from now. Through a statement from her office, First Lady Dr. Jill Biden has apologized for comments she made to a conference in Texas on Monday, in which a group of Hispanic journalists say she compared Hispanic diversity to breakfast tacos. The statement said the First Lady has nothing but love and admiration for the Hispanic community. The White House urging Americans to get COVID booster shots and wear face masks in indoor public settings as two new corona variants are spreading around the country. Dr. Anthony Fauci admitting the coronavirus vaccines haven't protected people overly well from infection, but still believes they're beneficial.
So my message to people who seem confused because people who are vaccinated get infected, the answer is, if you weren't vaccinated, the likelihood you would have more severe course than you did have when you were vaccinated.
Dr. Fauci tells Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto he believes that being vaccinated and boosted saved him from more serious illness when he became infected. Wall Street lower again Tuesday, the Dow dropping 192 points, NASDAQ off 107, the S&P 500 35 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The Senate's Judiciary Committee held a hearing Tuesday on abortion, which turned to questions about the protests against conservative Supreme Court justices.
Senate Republicans scolded their Democratic colleagues for not doing enough to protect Supreme Court justices. Attorney General Merrick Garland faces daily calls to enforce a federal law that makes it illegal to protest outside Supreme Court justices' homes. That same 1950 law says it's also illegal to protest outside of a federal court. A man is sitting behind bars for threatening to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh last month, and several businesses with pro-life connections have been damaged since Roe was overturned.
Fox's David Spunt. FBI Director Christopher Wray said there has been an increase in violent attacks against pro-life agencies. He said they're being treated as domestic extremism. A state court in Louisiana has once again blocked enforcement of the state's near-total ban on abortion, pending the outcome of a lawsuit by abortion providers challenging the legality of the ban. Tempers flaring again in Uvalde, Texas, after a newspaper published on its website surveillance footage of police officers milling in the hallway of the Robb Elementary School for more than an hour outside the classroom where a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers. For the first time in two administrations, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms now has a confirmed director.
Steve Dettelbach, a former federal prosecutor, was confirmed with a narrow 48-46 vote. Dettelbach had support from just two Republicans, Maine's Susan Collins and Ohio's Rob Portman. The position has required Senate confirmation since 2006. Since then, only one other nominee has made it through the process. Dettelbach's confirmation comes as President Biden vows to take more action to curb gun violence. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.